Thanks for tuning into the Song Lines and Tan Lines podcast with Anthony Renfro. Those returning, thank you. Those new to this podcast, welcome. Now let's pull up the anchor and set sail. Here are the five haiku for my blog, apoetryjourney.wordpress.com, that I want to showcase in this episode. First haiku, it's titled 1/27. It goes like this. Living evergreen, showing your bright green branches, hope in wintertime. And isn't the evergreen very hopeful in wintertime? I wrote this one morning when I was looking out my window, and the only thing I could see was this evergreen tree, and the backdrop to it was all this dead branches and leaves and all this kind of stuff. But this beautiful green evergreen was sitting right there in front of me, just shining like a beacon. Hope for warmer days to come. So that was the first one. Next one is 1/28. It goes, a nighttime rainfall. Nature keeps a steady beat, drumming on the glass. And I wrote this one morning or one evening. I can't remember. I was laying in bed and I could just hear the steady tap, tap, tapping on the window behind my head from the nighttime rain. And you know, inspiration happens anytime I grab the phone, open up the notes, and I sat down and wrote it out, and then I went back to bed. So I really like the sound of this one, though. It brings in a lot of cool, spooky images and vibes. Next one is 1/31. It goes, bird on a bare tree, under a cold, rainy sky, warm thoughts of springtime. And again, staring out the window. Do a lot of staring out the window, don't I? Staring out the window, I saw this bird, this beautiful bird, just sitting on this bare, naked limb. And I was just thinking, wow, what is he thinking about? And then I realized it was pouring the rain. It was gray. It was cold. And I was like, I wonder if he's thinking of warmer days in springtime. Maybe thinking, why did I fly north so soon? Everybody said I was an idiot for doing it. And maybe I am. Next one is called 2/4, and this one has been a very popular one on my blog. I think it's up to 13 likes, which isn't super popular for some people, but for my little blog, it's doing pretty good, so I like it. Maybe it's the picture I took, too. I took a picture. If you get a chance, go to the blog, check it out. I took a picture of the moon kind of coming through the trees, and it's a really kind of interesting looking picture. So this one goes like this. Hanging in the blue, white moon casually enjoys a brand new morning. This was kind of a tricky haiku to write because I had the picture before I had the haiku. So the picture inspired the inspiration and it drove the haiku. So I had this really cool picture, like I said, of the moon through the trees. And I was like, I need a haiku for this. And then this one popped into my head, and I really like the way this turned out. I especially like the middle part of that where it says, white moon casually enjoys. Just makes this moon sound like it's sitting there just watching everything happening as the daytime world unfolds. It's not used to seeing the daytime world, you know? So it's like just sitting there watching us all do our thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. At least for me personally, I thought that was kind of interesting. The next one is called 2/7, and it says, sunshine and blue skies. Nature gives a cloudless day, invites us to smile. My daughter liked this one, so be nice. Just kidding. I like this one a lot. I think it didn't turn out as good as I wanted it to. That nature gives a cloudless day doesn't really slam in my mind like it should. But I do like that invites us to smile. And really, that's what sunshine does. It invites us to go outside, take a breath, smile, and just enjoy the day. This poem is called Warm Miami Rain. It goes like this. I sit alone in the darkness of the naked night. A storm is rolling softly across the ocean. Thunder cracks, lightning flashes, a warm Miami rain beginning its motion. The turmoil I feel inside can be expressed by only one man. The feelings are his alone, all a part of his own forgetful plan. The plan was a simple one, full of joy, no pain, washing the spirit clean like the warm Miami rain. I stand naked at the window while the horror opens the door to leave. It closes with what once was my soul, along with my heart on her sleeve. She evaporates into the rainy night. I watch her go so slowly away. I'm just another man to her. I'm just another lay. She climbs inside her car, the engine combusted with pain. My heart slips further down as she drives off in the warm Miami rain. This night is over for me. Hers is one with a cruel, unthinking start. The car's taillights disappear into the storm's beating heart. I suck deep on a cigarette, crush the butt out slow. I take a step into the shower. Man, I feel so low. The water dances upon me like a growing eternal pain. The lights flicker. It's the warm Miami rain. A door opens. Thunder booms. The lights flicker. A meeting looms. What will I tell them, my friends who've come to see, the joy one moment couldn't give to a man who is me? The water turns off, the floor is cold, I towel off naked as I long for someone to hold. The pleasure of a loved one after such a moment of glee, this night is not a pleasure for a man like me. I dress and open the door, I step from the mist of heat. They wait there, anticipation on the edge of their seat. They think it was fun, a pleasure for me. They do not understand, there is no pleasure or glee. Just a hollow feeling, like a knife inside with pain. I tell them everything while I stand and watch the warm Miami rain. Thank you once again for supporting me and the work I do. I can't say that enough. If you want to reach out to me, check the show notes for ways to do that. If you are not on Patreon, and if you are on Patreon, check the About section where you'll find all that information. Take care, and thanks for listening.